There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com. One.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently, rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rock.
As well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, friends, if you want to check us out online, please do go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Let me say that one more time. The Sons of Liberty Radio.com and or the Sons of Liberty Media.com. They interact one with another. You can also check us out on our Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean 1 double E. Bradley Dean 1 on our Twitter account and friends as well. If you'd like to go over to Facebook, you can do that. Bradley Dean double E. Bradley Dean on Facebook. Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. And or you can go over to Sons of Liberty Media on Facebook. Sons of Liberty Media on Facebook as well. Phone lines will be accessible for the next hour. 1-866-233-0747. Stay topic, please. 1-866-233-0747. Folks, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because it's a terrible, 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 terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Aside of that, we're going to be talking in just a couple minutes here about many Americans don't have a clue as to what the 4th of July is about. So we're going to play a video of Mark Dice out on, well, he's out on the piers and goes to the beaches and asks the people in America, what is the 4th of July about? I'm going to play that for you for today's radio show. Folks, it's shameful to say the least. It reminds me of when they took a camera and went and began to interview kids and parents outside of churches and inside of church youth groups, asking them if they knew the Ten Commandments, and they laughed it off. So why is America where it's at today? Well, this will help explain why. And what we'll do is we'll actually put your feet upon the rock at the end of the video, as we play the video out, audio out for you. You can go ahead and decide for yourself as to what's going on in this country, because really, it's not funny. It really is shameful. And I also wanted to let you know, too, if you'd like to check out the article and the video, it's on Many Americans Don't Have a Clue What the 4th of July is All About by Tim Brown. Here's a reminder, give you a little history, friends, on Sons of Liberty. Let's jump over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Jade Helm and 4th of July Islamic terror attack warnings converge. Talked a little bit about that yesterday. The enemy within is now setting the narrative, folks. You got to read this stuff. It's factual stuff coming straight from the horse's mouth in many cases. Again, the enemy within is now setting the narrative. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Silencing America's majority through lawlessness, of course. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com as well. America deceived, the same method, same war. Guess what happens? Same end. Commences, friends. Here we have it. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. VA turns away veterans. We're not accepting any new patients. This is shameful. It's un-American. It's foreign is really what it comes down to America. Iran nets nearly $12 billion in unfrozen assets under sanctions. And what do we do with adultery? Folks, we see with this this decision that the Supreme Court made, not a lawful constitutional decision, but when they came up with their decision, everybody knew what was going to happen. It was going to spin out. Now we have these polygamists wanting to, guess what, marry their partners. And it's not going to stop there. We're also seeing the pedophiles asking for their rights now. And we're also seeing others that want to marry animals. Guess what? They're going to be doing the same thing, just like they are in England right now, where a woman actually married her dog. And there's another lady out there actually that married a bridge. You're dealing with mental illness. You're dealing with reprobates. They have no sense of judgment, no sense of right and wrong. But, folks, it's beginning to spin out today in America. And I'm saying that for the very purpose of the article, What Do We Do With Adultery? This is what it's coming to, friends. It's getting ridiculous. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Also have former Kansas singer produce a Star Spangled Banner to emphasize America's Christian heritage. That's John Elefante. Hillary Clinton bombshell, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Documents prove she is guilty of multiple felonies. Do forgive me. Also wanted to give you a heads up, friends. We're going to actually have an individual on the radio on Monday that was inside the Clinton Chronicles. And he's going to share with you directly as to what his experience was with the Clintons. If you haven't taken time to see the Clinton Chronicles, friends, you do need to take the time to understand that you are dealing with a serious crime family all the way around. It's shocking. It's eerie. It's creepy stuff. But again, friends, go to SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. And on Monday, we're going to have that individual with us on the radio, again, inside, telling you what is going on in the inside so you can understand what's going on in the inside from the outside, right? Yes. Well, no better person to ask than the one that's been there. That's what we try to stick to. As a matter of fact, that's what we do stick to here on the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, the genius of July 4th trumps every gun-grabbing argument that's done by none other than Eric Pratt, son of Larry Pratt, Gun Owners of America. He's a contributor over here at SonsOfLibertyMedia.com as well. Islamic State launches major assault in Egypt's Sinai as Obama, listen again, friends, as Obama blocks allies' plan to fight them. Folks, when are you going to wake up to what's going on in your country? I've said this so many times in the past, but I say it again, humorously laughing at the state of where this country is and those that just kind of pass by what's going on in their country. What is it that America needs before they actually hold a representative? I don't care if it's the president or the Supreme Court or a senator or a representative or a congressman or a congresswoman accountable for their crimes, friend. When does this happen? What do they have to do before America holds them accountable? America, the joke is on you. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, no 4th of July for U.S. air bases, no thanks to Islam. Friends, again, don't complain about what you tolerate. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, they want to use hate speech laws to destroy freedom of speech in America. I just want to let you know, friends, there is no such thing as hate speech. All crime is motivated by hate. Either you violate the law or you don't. There is no such thing as hate speech, friends. And you better understand. And if you want, let me say it this way. If you want to understand what that's all about, you can go to the Thought Police, friends, because that's where it's going. Look to Europe and you'll see how sick and twisted that arbitrary government, tyrannical government is becoming. It's pretty out of this world. Unimaginable stuff going on over in that country. Why? Because the people in that country tolerate it. That's why. And folks, when we come back, we're going to talk about many Americans don't have a clue what the 4th of July is all about. Here's a reminder. We're going to go with Mark Dice out onto the beach and talk to Americans. And friends, hold on to your horses because it's pretty crazy when you find out who does understand American history. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big-name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. If you'd like to call in at any time, 1-866-233-0747, Psalm 88:12. Will wonders be made known in the darkness and your righteousness in the land of forgetfulness? We're talking about many Americans don't have a clue what the 4th of July is all about. So here's a reminder. Amid Islamic terror threats, military exercises on American streets, a ringer in the White House, a legislating Supreme Court, a spineless Congress, and a host of other lawlessness that is currently going on in America today, we can look and see that it is because of two things. People are ignorant of history and law, and they have turned their back on the God of our original founders. Of course, there'd be no other reason. People are simply destroyed for the lack of knowledge, Hosea 4:6. As a matter of fact, if you read that in context, line upon line, precept upon precept, you'll see that the Lord said, because you have forgotten my law, I will also forget your children. If you forget my law, I'll also forget your children. Yeah. Yeah, we can see that happening today, can't we? We sure can. What I want to do is I want to take you to the beaches in California with Mark Dice, where he begins to ask the American people, why do we celebrate the 4th of July? Why is America in trouble? Here, you tell me why.
To start their own country in the late 1700s.
I have no idea, man. I don't know.
What are we celebrating on the 4th of July? Exactly?
Our independence.
A little more specific.
It's the day that we overtook the South. And it's the day that it's our independence. That's why we have the
fire. From the South.
Hang on. Did you hear her response? It's the day, or it's a day, that we overcame the South, said she. One of our loud and proud women that is ignorant of her history. It's the day that we overcame the South, said she.
It was the victor of the Civil War?
Yes.
4th of July?
Yes.
The Declaration of Independence was signed
Mark is actually throwing wedges in the conversation to see if they pick up on what he's saying. He said the Civil War. Friends, it wasn't the Civil War. It was the Revolutionary War. Right? But she was agreeing with what he was saying without understanding that he was catching her and putting wedges into the conversation to try to trip her up. But she was agreeing with it. And she didn't actually realize it.
I don't know.
Just name one person.
Abraham Lincoln?
Our founding forefathers, Abraham Lincoln, friends.
Not?
Laughing about it.
Declaration.
Was it 1964?
Declaration of Independence, 1964.
I don't know. 1864?
I don't know. No wonder this country's in trouble.
Okay.
What country did we declare our independence from?
Help me, baby.
Nope, just you. You're on your own.
California.
From?
Oh, from?
We declared independence from a certain country, which is why we celebrate 4th of July. What country was that?
I don't know.
You're going to be celebrating, though?
Yes.
But you don't know what you're celebrating.
You're right.
That's tonight's homework.
Okay. Thank you.
Back in the late 1700s, when Jesse Ventura and John Wilkes Booth and the other founding fathers signed the Declaration of Independence, what year was that exactly?
Sometime in the 1700s, I'm not sure.
Is this the current?
How many stars on this flag?
50-something?
50-something.
What country did we declare independence from back in the 1770s?
No.
You don't know?
No.
It's kind of the reason we celebrate the 4th of July.
I have no idea.
No idea, but you're still going to be celebrating.
I'm still going to celebrate.
Well, you should have your celebration.
Now, people need to understand that when I do high school assemblies across the country, I've spoken to hundreds of thousands of students in public schools. The first thing that I will ask the students is how many know their rights that God gave them. They begin to laugh at me, and I'll look at them and say, hey, listen, if you don't know your rights, guess what, guys, girls? You don't have any rights. The joke is on you. Why does government do the things that they do today, friends? Because they can. And why is it that they can? Because the people that are subjected to their arbitrary rule don't know the difference. And the joke is on the American people. Well, they're laughing about the fact that they're stupid, for the most part, dull and insensible to their own history. Those that are ruling over them understand exactly why they get away with the things that they get away with. This is shameful. Oh, I want to add this. I'll ask the students that think it's funny that they don't know their rights, how many in their families actually fought, bled, and died to ratify the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, or even going back to the Declaration of Independence? I'll ask them the question, how many fought, bled, and died to give you the freedoms that you have? Oh, and don't forget that those that serve we the people raise their hand and swear to uphold the Constitution against all enemies, both foreign and domestic. So help me God. All of a sudden, for the next 2 hours, friends, I can hear a pin drop on the floor. Because now it's funny no longer. We're with Mark Dice out on the beaches in California asking the question, why do we celebrate the 4th of July? Why?
Revoked.
Because I don't know.
You're not allowed to celebrate. Yeah. Because I'm banning you now from celebrating.
Well, I'm terrible.
What are we celebrating on the 4th of July exactly?
Independence Day?
Specifically?
I don't know. I'm so bad at this. Say Independence Day. Say when we won our independence.
From?
Those countries.
You have this on camera, too?
Name one of the founding fathers of America.
I know what I did it.
You don't know? What year did we declare independence from Britain?
1773? 73. I don't know. I have no idea.
Getting people's thoughts on what country we broke away from when we declared independence back in 1776.
I'm good. Didn't know.
America celebrates the 4th of July.
Is it Independence Day when you got rid of Mother England, right?
Yes. The foreigners that know why we know why we celebrate it more than Americans.
Everybody loves to get rid of their, the colonizers.
Now, isn't it interesting, friends, that a foreigner from Italy knew more about American history than Americans knew? Folks, so this isn't like some random thing that takes place in this country. Folks, I could walk down the street right now. Of course, I would start out with God's moral law. I'd ask the professed Christians in America to name three of the Ten Commandments, 78% ratio in America. They can't give me three of the Ten Commandments, but they love God. And they agree with the enemy. How does that work? Then I can go over and ask them, what form of government have we been given? Are we a democracy or a republic? Folks, almost without fail, the answer is we're a democracy. You want to know why they believe we're a democracy? Because they're TV-minded. We're not a democracy. We're a constitutional republic. Oh, and by the way, just for those that want to know from the heart and from the mind of Christ, what is the Ten Commandments? Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thyself any graven image, a god to suit your sin. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless who taketh his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Honor your father and your mother. Number 6 is thou shalt not kill. Number 7 is thou shalt not commit adultery. Number 8 is thou shalt not steal. Number 9 is thou shalt not lie. Number 10 is thou shalt not covet. That's how I know that I love God, because I do my best by the grace of God. And I'm not saying that I'm doing my best in the sense of what I'm capable of doing. No, from the heart, I obey that form of doctrine that's been given unto me. And I study and I chase hard after God. And I hunger and thirst for righteousness on a daily basis. Every day of my life, every night of my life, I'm in the Word of God. That shows God how much I love Him. And by obeying Him is an exhibition of who Christ is in my life. Greater is He that is in me than he that is in the world. Folks, this is shameful, to say the least. A foreigner comes in behind all these Americans who laughed off their own history. They wonder why they are where they're at today. And then here comes a foreigner from Italy to tell the host exactly what he wanted to know.
Did you know that drinking pure, high alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Many Americans don't have a clue what the 4th of July is about, so here's a reminder written by Tim Brown on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Friends, we're highlighting the article right now. There's a video posted of Mark Dice out on the beaches in California questioning the American people as to why do we celebrate the 4th of July? And they laugh off their ignorance. And again, friends, I want to highlight the point or the fact that this is why corruption reigns in your country. Because America at large, this Mark isn't just walking around, walking up to stupid people. They don't have shirts on that say, I'm stupid and I don't know anything about why we celebrate the 4th of July. He's randomly selecting people. I'm sorry, he wasn't specifically grabbing these people. Because they weren't wearing shirts that said, hi, I'm stupid, I don't know why we celebrate the 4th of July. He was randomly picking people out that were at the pier, at the beach in California, just asking them the simple question, why do we celebrate the 4th of July? And folks, we have stupid people in the natural because we have stupid people in the spiritual. That's why. That's really how it works. Whatever we see manifest in the natural was first perpetuated in the spirit. In other words, we see the manifestation of what's going on in the natural, but it's first taking place in the spiritual. So the reality is that July 4th is to be a celebration of when our forefathers declared their independence from England and the tyranny of King George and the British Parliament and fought a bloody revolution in order to secure what? Freedom. The freedoms in which we still have today, friends. So we take time to remember the sacrifice of those who wrote and signed the Declaration of Independence in order to secure freedom for the people of America. Hey, friends, they did not give us freedom or our rights. They secured them. In a similar manner, those who serve our country today secure our freedoms and rights. They do not give them to us. God grants those things to men. Our rights come from God, not from men. So, as such, the 4th of July is not only about celebrating what took place on the soil we live on over 200 years ago, but also a time to remember that there are still those today who sacrifice much in order to maintain the freedom in which we still enjoy today. Webster's 1828 dictionary speaks, it defines the term provide as to furnish, to supply, to procure beforehand, to get, collect, or make ready for future use, to prepare. It also defines the term secure as free from the danger by being taken from an enemy or by an enemy that it may resist assault or attack. In fact, our Declaration of Independence speaks to the issue of security. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, they can't be transferred, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from who, friends? Come on. From the consent of the governed, that would be from us. God gives us our rights. We delegate authority to our representatives. Limited authority, might I add. And that government, friends, works for us, we not them. Again, neither government nor the military secures rights or freedoms. It is given by the hand of God, the Creator, Jesus Christ, John 1:1-2. And in the preamble to the U.S. Constitution, the term provide is used alongside the term secure. So it reads like this. We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, I love this, establish justice, this is directly from Isaiah 51:4, verse 4, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, not, friends, welfare not meaning here, to take from those that work and give to those that do not work. Remember Jesus said, if they don't work, neither shall they eat. We're talking about promotion of the general welfare, the good of the people, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, our kids, the up-and-comings. Do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. Huh. The Lord Jesus declared who gives men freedom. If the Son, therefore, shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. Free to do the right thing. Because we're not to use the grace of God as an occasion for the flesh, right? The way that America seems to overlook, that would be called licentiousness, lasciviousness. But again, if the Son therefore shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. John 8:36. Freedom is not to be used to do what is wrong, friends. Freedom is given to do what is right and before God, because God is the one that gave us the right to bestow, to walk in the freedoms that He has given unto us. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. So this 4th of July, remember to thank the one who truly sets men free, and also to take time to thank those who secure your freedom in the natural world. That would be our veterans. I don't think that there's any ministry, outlet in this country that honors the veterans more than we do here at the Sons of Liberty. And every time we see these guys, we're the first ones to tell them, thank you very much for what you did on the behalf of me. And in most cases, on the behalf of those who could care less as to what you've done. We thank you. we take it the extra mile to let you know that what you did through your sacrifice, through your fight, through your bleeding, that it did not go in vain. So, folks, here we have it. Many Americans don't have a clue as to what the 4th of July is about. Check it out on sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Also wanted to let you know, friends, going back to sonsoflibertymedia.com really quick, we have some new articles that were just posted momentarily. Confederate monuments attacked, no one offended by monuments to known communists like Abraham Lincoln, Woodrow Wilson, and FDR. Friends, isn't it amazing the history that we have been given? It's not history, friends, it's indoctrination. Isn't it interesting how we look at all the presidents of the United States and they're all put up? I mean, you drive down the street, you see their name. You go to Washington, D.C., you see their monument. You look at your money, they have their face and their money on it. And by the way, I'm not talking about all the presidents. I'm talking about the presidents in latter days, into the present. Isn't it interesting how they continuously elevate themselves? Isn't it interesting how they give each other memorials and streets and buildings and ships with their names on them? But if we really knew anything about the history of these men, isn't it interesting to note how corrupt these men that we thought were so good, they were the good guys, we were told. Let me ask you a question, friends. Who told you that? Because once you begin to do your homework, you'll find out the good guys that you've been told are the good guys. Oh, by the conservatives, of course. And I'm talking about the guys like Abraham Lincoln and Woodrow Wilson and FDR. Folks, look at the fruit of these administrations. Well, Brad, you know, Abraham Lincoln, he was the one that gave forth the Emancipation Proclamation. Yeah, really? Did you know that there were slaves in the North as was there in the South? So what are you trying to say, Brad? It was a political move. It was used to sway the people to believe that he was the good guy doing the right thing, when in fact he was doing just the opposite. Well, Brad, he got away with it. Yeah, he did. Through the ignorance of the people for a minute. And isn't it interesting, even to the present today, friends, we're still talking about how great Abraham Lincoln was. Or Woodrow Wilson was. And FDR was. Who told you that? Oh, I know. You probably heard that from Bill O'Reilly, right? From Fox? Yep, there's the problem right there. You know, folks, they've gone to school so long that the only thing that they're conveying to you is what their corrupt professors taught them. And that's exactly what we're dealing with in America today. So sonsoflibertymedia.com, Confederate monuments attacked. No one offended by monuments to known communists like Abraham Lincoln, Woodrow Wilson, and FDR. Speaking of FDR, I just want to throw this in there. I was just watching a documentary last night on Stalin, the night before it was Mussolini, the night before it was Mao Zedong. And tonight's probably going to be Adolf Hitler. But just the methodologies that these guys used was very similar. But we were watching Stalin last night, and friends, the things that this guy was doing to his own people, gulag. I mean, folks, if someone stole the potato, they'd end up in the gulag for 3 to 5 years, hard labor. During the gulags, the guards would actually take out 5 to 10 men every night and just randomly shoot them to death, kill them. Stalin killed his own wife. He killed off all of his opposition. And I noticed that they all get paranoid. And I noticed that the way to power is to kill off all of their opposition or anybody that might get a little too famous. But what was interesting about Stalin, and this is just a little snapshot that I'm giving you right now, the crimes that that individual committed. Hey, folks, his military, when they'd come back fighting from his wars, he would throw them in prison camps, work camps, because he was afraid that they might turn back on him. Many of them were killed. Anybody that would politically oppose Stalin, he would shoot him dead. But you know what? You know, just to say all that, to say this, because we got a break, a hard break coming on right now. It was interesting to note that when he died, the people in Russia were crying for Stalin, their own executioner, So, folks, if you ever want to push the limits with the just and the holy God to see how far man can go, just listen to what George Whitefield rightly said. He said, a man without Christ is half beast and half devil.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is conservative Arizona State Representative Anthony Kern. I recently attended the Take Back America tour hosted by nationally syndicated radio talk show personality Bradley Dean and was greatly encouraged by what I saw and heard. Bradley's combined message of faith and freedom is what America desperately needs to hear.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Good people need help. The homeowners association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Stephanie's getting real funky in the studio here, friends. Hey, you know, it's interesting. I was talking about some of the new posts on sonsoflibertymedia.com, and during the first half of today's show, we were talking about how Mark Dice was out there on the beaches in California, on the piers, talking to people randomly, just Americans randomly. And he asked them, so why do we celebrate the 4th of July? And all of the Americans failed miserably.
Yep.
And they weren't ashamed of it. They just laughed about it. And Mark would just start, you know, throwing in wedges in the conversation and throwing misinformation into the conversation. And they were agreeing with everything that he was talking about.
Right.
Okay. And then at the very end of this audio video, which you can see on sonsoflibertymedia.com, it was interesting that it was a foreigner from Italy that could tell the American, give Mark Dice the answers that's as to why we celebrate the 4th of July in America. It was a foreigner that could do it. But all the Americans were laughing about it. And then they sit back and wonder why they're in the position that they're in today. And then to take it further, I started talking about how we've been watching dictators.
Yep.
The biographies of Mao Zedong, Mussolini. You know, Mussolini was about the most arrogant fool in the history of mankind. So foolish, he even raised his hand towards heaven and said, God, if you're there, strike me dead. Well, you should see how he died, friends. God did accommodate. But in saying that, then we talked about not only Mao Zedong and Mussolini, but also Stalin, and then hopefully we can get to Adolf Hitler. But we talked about the atrocities of Stalin in a snapshot. in a very short amount of time. And it was interesting to note that, folks, if, for those that didn't know, people were disappearing under Stalin's regime daily. They're just disappearing. He was killing off all of his opposition. He was completely paranoid at every turn. But it was interesting how Roosevelt was all buddy. He, Roosevelt, as a matter of fact, friends, had America calling him kindly Uncle Joe.
That's right.
Well, he was killing off his own people. But America today, you look at FDR, oh man, he was a great president. You look at Abraham Lincoln, well, you know, he brought forth the Emancipation Proclamation. Did he? Now, that was the political tool that he used to get the people in the country on the other side to believe that he was the good guy, when in fact, he was just as guilty as hell as the other ones were. And in many cases, even more guilty, friends. But America, you look at him today because of the Bill O'Reillys, the educated fools telling you about, man, these were the good guys. These were the, man, these were, well, he was the greatest president we ever had. Really, Billy? Who told you that? Oh, my professor, you know? Yeah, my professor, he knows everything. You know, and you look at these men of the past, and then you wonder what's going on. It's like, how did the people in those countries let those guys go so far? Well, they kept showing their allegiance to the tyrant rather than to God, who's opposed to tyranny. And we're talking about, why do we celebrate the 4th of July?
Yeah, and I think, you know, what you were mentioning today is I don't think many people even know why they're celebrating the 4th of July. It's just another excuse for people to have a party. We have to understand, I think, when you're going through the interviews and all the Americans getting the answers wrong as to why we were celebrating the 4th of July, you had a foreigner come in, and he knew our history better than the Americans did. I think that's because a lot of times Americans are born into this freedom, and unless they pay the price, unless they serve themselves, have family members that serve, or unless they really know the foundations of our country and their history, they're going to take for granted all the freedoms they have.
Well, let me say it this way. I come from a military family. And when I see the atheist attack Christian crosses above the heads of our fallen, I have a serious problem with that, and I respond to that.
Absolutely.
Okay, so those that have had people or relatives or have served in foreign wars that have done their duty, why is it okay with them that the atheist may go ahead and attack the crosses above the heads of our fallen?
Well, I think that is sheer hypocrisy, because especially knowing that they themselves have paid the awful price, and or they've sacrificed a loved one who has paid the awful price, you would be indignant towards anyone who would try to desecrate that memory or our heritage as being a Christian nation and stand against it.
Or maybe they just believe that it's okay for the atheist to go ahead and do that.
Yeah, exactly.
Through ignorance.
And that's why the Sons of Liberty exists, is to let people know, listen, these are the foundations of our country. It was based upon the Judeo-Christian institution, the Bible, the Constitution, going back straight from the Word of God is where we derived a lot of our laws.
Yeah, check the Mayflower Compact and Declaration of Independence.
Exactly. If people don't understand that, they're going to think this is just another excuse to get off work or party or do whatever they want to do.
That's what Mark Dice just found out, is
exactly,
that they don't know their history.
Right, exactly. And
that's why they're in trouble.
Right. And it's an awful point that the foreigner comes in, who was not born in liberty and freedom, who understands and appreciates what America has even more than the Americans themselves do.
It shows you how ungrateful.
Exactly.
They are.
He knows what it's like to live under maybe oppression or tyranny or these different things, which we're seeing in our country today. But he can look and say, wow, God truly has blessed this country. I know more about your freedom and your foundations than you do, because I know what it's like on the other side of the world living over here when you don't have these freedoms and you don't have these liberties.
Yeah. I want to bring this to what I was talking about with basically into a correlation with why do we celebrate the 4th of July, and then talking about dictators. Well, when you look at Stalin, it amazes me, friends, how far the people let that man go with his atrocities towards the people that were giving him the right to do it in the first place. And then I began to take it to the present, and I said, well, look at President Barack Hussein Obama. America still thinks they're playing, but they need to understand that these people aren't playing. They mean to take it way out into the unimaginable. And they will go there if you allow them to go there. And that's exactly what you're beginning to see in your country today, by allowing a Supreme Court not only to sanction murder of the innocent back in 1973, but also to now say it's okay for two men to get married and two women to get married. Folks, that has never been in the history of mankind. So if you think what our forefathers did was you know, fighting off the tyranny of King George, folks, he didn't get away with half of the stuff that the American people have let this criminal administration go with. And that's a scary thought. I want you to understand, understanding why we celebrate the 4th of July. I want people to understand that it was our forefathers. It was actually a letter to King George that had been written, the Declaration of Independence, on July 2nd, but it was proclaimed on July 4th by five different people. It was a formal explanation of why the Continental Congress voted to declare independence from Great Britain. It was a means to justify revolt against British with a list of charges against the British king. In other words, it was a declaration from 56 signers and 13 colonies and less than 3% of the population that said, no more of your tyrannical ways. No more. And folks, these guys weren't hiding what they were doing. They proclaimed this on the streets. As a matter of fact, case in point, it was said that John Hancock, he was the first one to sign the Declaration of Independence. He wrote his name so large that the king wouldn't have to take off his glasses to read it. So it wasn't like they were capitulating or they were a bunch of sheep saying, is it okay that I write my name here, Tyrant King George, who has a mental disorder? And he doesn't know his left hand from his right hand, but he knows how to do everything wrong that he shouldn't. Isn't that interesting how that works? No. They boldly proclaimed their signatures and they said no more. And they meant what they said and they did what they did to give us what we have 239 years later, friends. So here we are. Why do we celebrate the 4th of July? Folks, when you read the Declaration of Independence, which shouldn't take you more than a half hour to read, you'll understand exactly what was going on. Many of you who have not taken the time to read it will probably be a little shocked. Whoa, that's happening here today in America. Whoa, that's happening here today in America. And just think about it. Only 56 men and 13 colonies and less than 3% of the population rose up and said, you're done. Didn't take a majority to prevail, just took a minority.
Irate, tireless minority, keen on setting brush fires of freedom in the minds of men, and I always like to add, in the hearts of men as well. So you have to understand, you know, when you're reading that and talking about the Declaration of Independence, I think that in 2015 we need a reaffirming of the Declaration of Independence, going back to our founding forefathers and saying, okay, the tyranny and oppression that we have seen in our own country, this will not pass. We are going to stand. And I want to encourage you, too, people tend to get very patriotic around the 4th of July, Memorial Day. They, you know, bring out their red, white, and blue and their flags.
Liquor
and blah,
stores
blah, blah.
Sell out.
Yeah, the people,
you know, bars are packed.
Exactly. And people, you know, they kind of remember the veterans and they give them a standing ovation at the parades and so on. Don't let your thank you for the freedoms that you have be on one day of the year. That's pathetic and lame. Let your thank you
not on D-Day, Memorial
exactly,
Day, 4th of July.
Every single day, let your thank you be unto the veterans and unto our ultimate Jesus Christ, King of Kings, for his sacrifice, for what he has did for us and done for us on the cross, and for our blessed freedom that we have both in the natural and in the spiritual. Let it be all year round.
And the way to say thank you to the veterans is to remove the tyrants in your government, friends, because that's exactly the example that's been given to us. And that's exactly what we should be doing. Instead of celebrating, watching a bunch of fireworks, we should actually be dealing with crime in our government and saying, you know what, our forefathers wrote these documentations for the very purpose of what we're doing.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.